I hear those voices that will not be drowned.
The essay was presented by Richard Mabey, and tomorrow night he is back at the same time to explore black dog weather. Changing climates in the essay tomorrow night on Radio 3 at 10:45.
On BBC One, in the 4 years of making this series, we've seen animals behaving in ways that have never been filmed before. But Africa has another story to tell. Today's animals are facing unprecedented challenges. And what happens here is relevant to us all. So, what is the future of wild Africa? Join me, David Attenborough, for Africa. Tomorrow night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Well, back here on BBC Radio 3, Late Junction is next, and then there's Music Through the Night with Jonathan Swain from 9:30. Before that, a look ahead to next Monday evening with Catherine Bott.
Radio 3 live in concert with Monteverdi, performed by Harry Christophers and the 16. A selection from one of the great treasures of Baroque music, the Selva Morale e Spirituale, put together by Claudio Monteverdi towards the end of his life, a collection he called A Moral and Spiritual Forest. Join me among the tall musical trees of the Selva Morale e Spirituale. Radio 3, live in concert, Monday night from 7:30.
And there's more recent Italian choral music tomorrow afternoon on Radio 3. The Rossini Stabat Mater, one of the pieces in Afternoon on 3 with Penny Gorp from 2 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3, just after 11 this Tuesday night. Time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The train on Platform 1 is bound for Ikoma.
まもなくテクノポート線乗り場から長田行きの最終電車が発車します。お乗り遅れのないようにご注意ください。Ikoma 行きは終了しています。
The last train for Nagata is leaving soon. This is the final service of the Technoport line for today. There is no service for Ikoma.
Thank you. Some rather robust music for Holy Week in Argentina, performed there by a group called Chakra, who actually gave my producer, Peter, that very CD when he was searching for music in the foothills of the Andes. And they arrived there via some Japanese train announcements from a CD put out actually by the train company itself. How enterprising. And welcome to another week of Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you until 12:30. I hope you'll be able to stay with me until then. I'll be paying tribute to Ravi Shankar later on, who died in December. One of his collaborations, actually, with the violinist Yehudi Menuhin. I've also got a new album by the piano trio in the country, and I've got some sacred harp singing for you as well. Ian Chambers has composed music based on the sounds of the brakes of London buses. And suddenly those noises which have us putting our hands over our ears turn into something really rather beautiful.
This lady had a soul. It happened. It's married. It's married.
Eliza Carthy in London So Fair, which she learnt from the singing of Mary Ann Carolan. A beautiful song which I was reminded of when I heard Eliza's father, Martin Carthy, on Desert Island Discs a few weeks ago, and that was one of his choices. And just before that, Ian Chambers' piece, London Buses, using the sounds of the buses' braking systems. David Lynch's vampire film Nadia proved to be a perhaps unlikely meeting ground for two musicians. The score for the film was by Simon Fisher-Turner, and so impressed by it was Oslo-based electronics composer and filmmaker Espen J. Jørgensen that he sent Simon some of his own tracks. They emailed to and fro for a while and decided to collaborate, with Simon as the cook and Espen as the ingredients. The result was an album called Sound Escapes. Here's the first of the tracks I'm going to play from it, and this one's called Vast. Simon Fisher-Turner's 33rd album, I think, and Espen J. Jørgensen's first. That was Sound Escapes from a couple of years ago. I'll play you more from that later on tonight. Ravi Shankar, who died in December, had a long association with the great violinist Yehudi Menuhin. Here they are, recorded in 1967 in a composition based on Rag Pilu, composed by Shankar for a UN Human Rights Day concert in December that year. Thank you. tribute to Ravi Shankar, who died in December, playing with Yehudi Menuhin there, plus Alaracha on tabla and Nodu Malik on tambora. That was a composition based on Rag Pillu, which they recorded in 1967 in New York. What a great sound from the other side of the Andes from where we were before. That was the Bolivian ensemble Sukai and a piece called Concepcion. Temazcal is an ancient Aztec word that means water that burns. The Mexican composer Javier Alvarez used the word as the title for one of his compositions, a piece he wrote in 1984 when he was an enthusiastic electroacoustic music student in London, using the taped sounds of traditional Mexican instruments. Andrew Lawrence King and the Harp Consort with some street music from 17th century Mexico, following a piece from three centuries later by the Mexican composer Javier Alvarez, a piece which he called Temazcal. And I'm sure we'll be digging out some interesting Baroque-related music for Radio 3's Baroque season, which starts next month. A couple of months ago now, I suppose, I began exploring different versions of the song Strange Fruit. Billie Holiday, of course, and Tim Buckley was there. Well, Jeff Peck emailed to recommend this fantastic version, he says, one by John Martin. It's one of those performances, says Jeff, where John Martin's voice sounds like a baritone sax.
Scenic view of the Ghats was bulging eyes, twisted mouths. The sediment oil comes a sweet air. Black burning flesh, and I hear my friends. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck. It's here for the rain to gather. For the sun to rise and those trees to drown, is a strange and bitter.
John Martin's chilling version of the song Strange Fruit, and many thanks to Jeff Peck for that recommendation. I'm still very much up for playing other versions, so do let me know if you've come across some that I haven't played already. You can get in touch by emailing us at late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The trio in the country have got a new album out. Some of it is music they played when they played in London last spring, and I rather like this piece, which made it to the finished album. It's called Stanley Park, and I assumed that was named after the area between Everton and Liverpool football grounds. Pianist Morten Kvenhild told me it was actually about Vancouver.
Thank you. Oh, mother, oh, mother, come riddle it down. Come riddle two hearts as one. Say, may I marry fair Ellender, or bring the brown girl home. For the brown girl she has house and land, fair Ellender she has none. Though the best advice I can give you, my son, go bring me the brown girl home. While he rode till he come to fair Ellender's gate, run so loud his cane, and no one so ready as Ellen herself arose and bid him come in. Well, what's the news, Lord Thomas, she cried, what's the news? I've come to ask you my way. Now what do you think of me? Oh, mother, oh, mother, come riddle it down. Come riddle to hearts as one. Say, must that go to Lord Thomas' wedding, or stay at home and mourn? The brown girl, she has business there. Best advice I can give you, my daughter, is to stay at home more.
Dawn Lands and Nico Muley appearing on Valgeir Sigurdsson's remix of a song called The Brown Girl, also known as Lord Thomas, and a song which so many people have covered in many different ways. And that followed a track from the new album by the trio In the Country. That was a number called Stanley Park, and the album is called Sunrise, Sunset. In World on Three on Friday, Lopa Katari introduces Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba in session. That should be well worth a listen. Here's a track from their new album. This is called Mustafa.
Thank you.
Hearne Lomax had long been drawn to what he called the haunting beauty of sacred harp singing by the time he recorded the 1959 Sacred Harp Convention in Alabama, and recently out as a CD of previously unreleased songs, remastered from Lomax's original tapes, and that was number 193, Huntington. And they followed by Seku Kuyati and Ngoni Ba and a song called Mustafa. And as I mentioned, they're in session for World on Three this coming Friday night. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with another track from an album I played you earlier on, a collaboration between Simon Fisher-Turner and Espen J. Jørgensen. The album's called Soundscapes, and here's the title track. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and a recent concert from Geneva to set us on our way tonight. The Suisse Romande Orchestra, under the Swiss composer-conductor and oboist Heinz Holliger, and Holliger the Piper later on in pieces by Leclerc and Recher. The concert closes with Mozart's Symphony No. 40, and it opens with the Petite Symphonie by Gounod. It's from 1885, with Gounod responding to a request for a piece from his friend, the virtuoso flautist Paul Taffanel, and Gounod scored it for pairs of oboes, clarinets, horns and bassoons, but a single flute, presumably so Taffanel didn't have to share the spotlight.